Kyle Malin. I always like talking with him. I don't know how he does it. He's trying to get kids off to school and taking care of the kids and doing all that kind of stuff while he's working, and we appreciate him very much. Kyle, how are you?
Great. How you doing, Tony?
I'm doing very well. Let's talk about a couple of items here. First of all, the House okayed bills that would allow counties to dissolve road commissions, road boards. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this is a bill that came from Governor Snyder's transportation message from a few weeks ago. And what it does is tries to eliminate a layer of government, in this case road commissions, by giving county commissions the authority to just dissolve their county road commissions and dissolve those duties into county government. There was some concern expressed by the county road commissions that, there are some counties where the voters actually vote in their road commissions. They're not appointed by the commission, the county commissioners. And so there was a change made to the bill that in those areas, it would take a vote of the people in order to dissolve the road commissions. There are some counties up in the northern Michigan area where road commissions are fairly popular and people like the work that they do. And so this is a permissive bill in that it just allows counties to go down that route. If they don't want to, they don't have to. But in Ingham County, it's definitely a route that, that we're looking at. The county commission had a special panel that met on Tuesday and approved a measure that got rid of the road commission pending this legislation. And the full Ingham County Board of Commissioners is supposed to act on that this coming Tuesday.
What motivated the governor to think about this type of legislation?
Well, he's been pretty consistent in wanting to try and dissolve additional layers of government. He talks often about reinventing Michigan. One of those things is to look at how we do things, and if there's a way that we can do things better. And Michigan has often been cited as being the second most governed state in the country. And I don't know if that's accurate or not, but that's the reputation that we have out there. We have township government, city government, county government, state government. We've got a lot of governments. And then, of course, we've got the Board of Education. We have ISDs, and we've got special regional stuff. And this is just a way that he saw that maybe we could maybe streamline things a little better and take an additional layer of politics out of the mix.
There's a lot of states in the union. It's hard to believe we're the second most governed. Who's the first?
Pennsylvania, from what I understand.
Let's talk about the MERS quote of the day. I found interesting. The quote was from Representative Hobbs, and he said, "This is not serious deliberation in my view," and he was talking about the House Education Committee, in which a bill was under consideration. Talk about this.
Yeah, what we had yesterday in the House Education Committee was a bill that removes the cap on university-sponsored charter schools. That cap has been hit, for years now. And the Republicans in the legislature have always tried to lift that cap under the argument that let the market decide if there's a need and a desire out there for more charter schools sponsored by Central Michigan. They're a big authorizer, Grand Valley. There's also some community colleges that are big into this. But it's always been kiboshed by the Michigan Education Association and Democrats who raise concern about whether charter schools are really the best option for schools and if the state shouldn't just focus their energy and attention on improving regular public schools. They argue that only certain kids can get to charter schools. It's not like you take a bus there necessarily all the time. And so it's as if charter schools are cherry picking its students. And so they would like to see more attention to regular schools. Well, anyway, the House Education Committee is finally moving on a bill that passed the Senate. Looks like it's going to finally get to the governor after years and years. The Michigan Education Association certainly didn't make any friends in the House when they sponsored that recall of Representative Paul Scott. So they didn't make any friends there. So they don't have the firewall that they've had before in the House. And I expect that bill is going to pass before Christmas and get sent to the governor, who will likely sign it.
Is the governor going to sign the bullying bill?
Yeah, I think that's just a matter of when, not if. And His superintendent, Mike Flanagan's already expressed support for what passed out of the Senate. And I'm expecting that's going to come out in a couple weeks.
I know that auto insurance has been on the front burner. Where are we with that legislation?
I don't think that's going right now. I think we're going to have to wait until next year, January, February. And then I think there's going to be a more involved discussion about that. There still isn't support among Republicans to change the auto insurance law. There's still a bit of controversy involved in that. And so I don't see that going right now.
All right. And finally, before I let you go, Pete Hoekstra has caused a little bit of a stir with an internal memo. Talk about that.
Well, I don't know if it's a stir or not, but you know, all campaigns decide to set goals for themselves, be it fundraising and support and number of endorsements and that type of thing. And there was such a letter that was authored by advisors to Pete Hoekstra's U.S. Senate campaign that was released to supporters and leaked to some members of the media yesterday. And some folks in the national media raised some questions about the expectations that were put into that memo and whether they weren't intentionally lowballing the fundraising number at 500,000 so that they could come back after all the numbers were in and just completely shatter expectations. And so it was just, you know, more of a more of a lowball figure. I don't know if it was necessarily a controversy.
All right. I encourage our listeners, every time we talk, Kyle, to go to MIRS News, MERS newsletter, when you want to know what's going on with the happenings with the legislature. Thanks so much for your time.
Oh, hey, it's my pleasure, Tony. Now that I got the chocolate out of this thing that my daughter was bugging me about, all of a sudden she's magically quiet. You know, we got one of these Advent things. It's and today is the first day of the countdown, and so I just had to kick out this chocolate piece out of this piece of cardboard. And now all is well in the household. Amazing.
You know what, Kyle? Both my boys have told me chocolate is the key to peace in the universe. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, Tony.